Hey, it's Barbara Phillips with NPBO, and I wanted to give you a heads up on a webinar that we have coming up Thursday, May 16th, and it will be with a certified healthcare privacy person who has been in charge of a very large healthcare organization and their privacy compliance, HIPAA, and all of that sort of thing. And I think it's very important that all clinicians attend this one because HIPAA affects all of us. And so you can get more information about that at npbusiness.org/privacy matters. And just another quick heads up after that, in June, we'll be talking with someone who has been in charge of the IT compliance to protect the organization. And so this one will be geared toward how do you protect yourself as well as your practice. And I'll be sharing more information about that later. So let's move on with the podcast. You're listening to the NP Business Matters podcast. This is episode number 69. And today we're going to talk about understanding participating and non-participating Medicare providers as it pertains to nurse practitioners. Hello and welcome to the NP Business Matters podcast. I'm your host, Barbara C. Phillips, founder of Nurse Practitioner Business Owner. Now, this podcast is dedicated to supporting you, the nurse practitioner. And since 2007, we've been working with you on the business of being a nurse practitioner through providing education, resources, and support as you start, grow, and operate your own practice. And you can learn more by visiting us at npbusiness.org. Now, in today's episode, I sat down with Don Self to ask about the issue, the questions that keep coming in about participating and non-participating providers. You may have heard this called PAR and non-PAR status. So it's all the same thing. But just what does this mean to nurse practitioners, and is there an advantage for us to be a non-participating provider with Medicare? You may be surprised at the answer to this question. So let's go ahead and dive in and listen to what Don Self has to say about it.
Hello, my name is Don Self, and thank you for being here today. I've been a consultant for the last 38 years on reimbursement and revenue areas, pretty much consulting with thousands of providers, nurse practitioners, billers, and coders.
Excellent. And I am Barbara C. Phillips, and I'm the founder of Nurse Practitioner Business Owner, and I've been working with nurse practitioners on the business of healthcare since 2007. And I am here today to ask Don some questions because there's been some confusions with nurse practitioners about being a participating or a non-participating provider with Medicare. So Don, can you tell us what is a participating and a non-participating provider? What does that actually mean?
A participating provider has agreed to file all claims for all services, covered services that they render to Medicare, but be patients on an assigned basis. That means that they're accepting assignment on it. Where a non-participating provider may select on a claim-by-claim basis when they want to accept assignment and when they do not want to accept assignment. For instance, they may accept assignment on one patient. 10 minutes later, they see another Medicare patient and decide not to accept assignment.
And when we are not accepting assignment, what does that actually mean? I mean, can we charge Medicare more, the patient more? What does that actually mean?
When you're not accepting assignment, you're agreeing to bill the patient no more than what's called the limiting charge. And that limiting charge is calculated as 115% of the non-participating Medicare allowed amount. And when you do that, Medicare is going to send a check to the patient. They're not going to send the check to you if you decided to not accept assignment on that claim.
So as a nurse practitioner, the understanding is we have to, we can be non-participating, but we also have to accept assignment. Is that correct?
Ma'am. Nurse practitioners will only pay for services if they are assigned. Oh, I'm sorry. Medicare will only pay for nurse practitioner provided services if they're filed assigned. So that basically means that the nurse practitioner is going to be taking assignment on all the covered services they do. So whenever you stop and think about the fact that the Medicare allowed amount is less as a non-participating provider, 5% less than it is for a participating provider, it doesn't really make sense for a nurse practitioner to be non-participating, in my opinion.
So if we as nurse practitioners, we have that 85% of the physician allowable right now. So if right. Medicare is paying $100, if that's the allowed amount for physicians, we would get 85. So we would still have that discount, if you will, whether we're participating or non-participating.
Well, let's do the math here for just a moment. Let's say that the physician's allowable on a procedure is $100. Well, that means if the physician was non-PAR, then the Medicare allowable on that would be $95. So if the provider is then, the nurse practitioner is filing for that right there, then whether assigned or non-assigned, and whether participating or non-participating, no, I take that back. If they're non-participating and they take assignment on the claim, that means it's going to be 85% of the $95, not 85% of the $100. So my math is not all great in my head right there to be able to calculate what over the top of it. $95 times 85% would be $80.75. And then Medicare is going to pay, as a non-PAR assigned, 80% of that $80, so it's going to be about $64 payment.
So there's absolutely no advantage for a nurse practitioner to be a non-participating provider.
Not at all. Not in my opinion, at least nothing that I can think of right now. People sit there and say, well, do you have less rules, less restrictions, less appeals, less audits, et cetera, if you're a non-PAR? No. Medicare can still audit you for everything you're doing, whether you're PAR or non-PAR. The advantage of being participating is Medicare lists you in a participating provider handbook. Now, I've been on Medicare a couple of years myself. I've never even looked at that Medicare participating handbook. I don't know if any Medicare patients do it. So I don't know if there's a real advantage or disadvantage there. But as far as financially, I cannot think of any benefit to a nurse practitioner of being non-participating.
Okay. And because it's nothing else changes. I mean, you still have all the rules, you're still coding and documenting the same and all of those kinds of things. So there's absolutely no benefit to that.
Exactly. And then let's say that well, they can't file claims non-assigned, so the limiting charge is even going to apply to them because everything a nurse practitioner does with Medicare has to be assigned.
Very good. So I hope that actually clears all of that up for everybody. And just go ahead, if you're participating with Medicare, just enroll as a participating provider, period. And if you choose not to, well, then your best bet is to opt out. But that's a video for another time, which you'll find already on my YouTube channel. And I believe you probably have a video on that as well.
Yes, ma'am, I do on our YouTube channel also.
All right, great. So, Don, thank you so much today for answering those questions and setting us straight.
You're very welcome. Just do this anytime you would like to.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. I hope you have found this helpful. Now, Don and I are planning to do several more of these where they're shorter and we're answering the questions that I have and that you have. We'll be talking about all the ins and outs of what is allowed and not allowed in different scenarios. And so while the topic will be primarily Medicare, it is pertinent to many other commercial carriers. So even if you don't accept Medicare in your practice, you will still find the information helpful. Now, in the meantime, you will find the links to our respective websites, as well as the link to Don's YouTube channel below the video, as well as in our show notes on our blog at npbusiness.org/69. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to the podcast, to share this information with your colleagues. This is how we all learn and grow and understand the business of being a healthcare provider. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please make sure that you are subscribed to our channels and that you hit that notification bell in order to be notified when we upload more videos. Again, thanks for listening. Bye-bye now.